Well, Emer, I suppose the clock is ticking really now at this stage on another Ulster final. What, a sixth for you?
Sixth for me, yeah. And it's fantastic, you know, now coming into Championship week, the week of the Ulster final. So it's always a fantastic week and a lovely build-up. You know, there's a great excitement now and a buzz around the club. And it's just lovely to be part of it for the sixth time.
Yeah. Well, that's six times in what, 9 years, nine seasons. It's pretty good going.
It definitely is. And, you know, whenever you think about my first Ulster final, you know, going into that game, whenever I was just 15 years old, and, you know, now obviously I've just turned 25. So it's definitely, you know, a 10-year span, and it's been fantastic to be part of this team. And I'm just so glad now we're back in this position again.
And two wins and an All-Ireland in there as well. So.
Yeah, definitely. You know, we've had some, you know, tough days, and, you know, obviously we've played Dunamoyne in all of the Ulster finals. So it's just, you know, we know exactly what to expect from them. And I guess, you know, coming in to play them now in 2019, we definitely have another point to prove against them.
And I know yourself and Nicole and Geraldine are still there, and one or two others, but Maureen O'Donnell seems to be here forever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is a relatively new look team at the same time.
Well, that's it. You know, we have been building here in Terrimmon for the last 3 or 4 years. And I guess coming into the season this year, you know, our main goal was to win Donegal. And I think now we've got a newfound confidence in ourselves because we realise that we can really push on. And, you know, there's no reason why we can't go into this match on Sunday being very positive, because, you know, we've had some great performances and I feel like we still have a lot more to give.
Yeah, because you've been really road tested. Tough game here against Clonairn and a really tough one against in McCartans.
Yeah, well, with McCartans, you know, we knew the calibre of a team that they were, and it really was a battle, and we just didn't really perform in that match. But I think we did show true grit coming into the last 10 or 15 minutes. Like, whenever the going got tough, like, we really did stand up, and we knew when to push on, and thankfully we did get over the line. But
yeah,
it will definitely stand up.
I was amazed after that game when I was speaking to you, because you said to me you didn't realise that you were 4 points down at this stage. You just kept playing. But everybody else was panicking on the line, but obviously we're keeping the cool.
Yeah, I guess it seems like a different world on the pitch sometimes. And I guess, you know, we were very calm and we knew that we still had so much more to give. So there was no stage in the game where we were really panicking. And I think that's a positive sign going into this weekend as well, that if, you know, we do happen to go behind, that we do have the sort of substance in us and the depth in our team to kind of come back.
And talk to me about the young girls coming in. Obviously, Evelyn McGinley has joined you this year from Creasla, a huge addition coming into the side.
Oh, Evelyn's been fantastic. She's been a real, real rock there in the back line. And I think she definitely has been the missing player that, you know, we've been waiting on the last few years. And I think she's just really, really bonded well with the whole team. And she's a massive leader for the younger girls as well.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, all of the new additions to our team this year, the younger girls that have come up through, they've just really, really proved themselves and have been, you know, the freshness that we've needed to kind of really progress in Donegal this year.
As you say, it's your sixth final. It's going to be the sixth meeting with Dunamoyne. You know them pretty well.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, they've a lot of their players have played with Monaghan over the years too. So, like, we know them very well from that as well. But, you know, Dunamoyne are, you know, they're a steadfast team. They've been there year in, year out. They've huge, huge experience behind them. And we're not in any doubt that it's going to be a battle, but it's one that we're ready for.
You're probably going to be underdogs, but you won't mind that.
No, we're okay. We're happy enough being the underdogs, since it's a good position to be going into an Ulster final in.
And are you happy with the preparations in the last couple of weeks now since the semi?
Yeah, it's been fantastic. You know, we've been rolling into games one after the other, and there's been a great buzz. You know, training has been very, very exciting, and, you know, everyone is competing for places. And it's always a great way to be coming into training, knowing that there's going to be a challenge ahead of you.
And I know you have the long-term injuries like Roisin, Friel, and one or two others, but do you have Emer Alcorn back, I think, this weekend?
Yeah, we do. And one thing I have to say about Yankee is, you know, like, she's been out since the start of the year, but she's been a constant presence at training, pushing us on the whole time and just been a massive leader. And, you know, having Emer coming back now for the game on Sunday is just a huge, huge lift for all of us, because, you know, she's a fantastic player and it's, you know, could be the difference on Sunday.
Are you confident that you can take another title?
I'm hugely confident, and I think we're going into the game in a great position, so who knows what lies ahead.